It's Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. It is commonplace now for families to have two working parents or one single parent who needs someone else to look after the kids. Children sometimes spend almost as much time with their babysitter, nanny, or preschool teacher as they do with their own parents. As part of our occasional series, My Fellow Americans, we have the story of one child care worker who says her work is her calling.
My name is Veronica Carr. I've been working in early childhood for about 21 years. Actually, I've been working with kids since I was about 9, babysitting. I was a kid myself, but I was babysitting and working with kids, doing their hair. So I've been around kids all my life. And I just enjoy being around kids. I enjoy working with kids. I enjoy being around kids. That's my life. That's my life.
E-I-E-I-O. Look who came to school today, Javarius, Javarius. Look who came to school today, Javarius.
Home daycares, to me, are the best care because it's a small environment, it's more personal. It's usually 8 kids, 12 at the most, and there's no way you can get as personal in a school setting as you can in a home setting.
Very good, Javarius, and Jasmine, and Janelle, and Chanel, and Miss Akaya, and Miss Carr came to school today. Yay!
Put yourself in the child position. Come out of the adulthood and go into the childhood, and you understand why they're going through this, or why they're doing this, or why they're crying. If you had something in your hand and a child just came up and snatched it, took it from you, you know, emotionally it hurt you. So they're saying, no, you don't have to cry. You're not no baby. You know, why are you crying? Put yourself in the child's perspective, because the simple things in children's life is the most important thing to them. You have to understand children in order to work with them and know them. You have to. It don't take much. It don't take much to please kids. It really don't. You have to show love and affection.
Hey, little mama.
And like when the girl was out, she said, I miss you so much, Miss Carr. I was with my mom, and I really miss you. I said, I miss you so much, so much. She said, oh, I'll be here tomorrow. I said, okay, and I'll be happy tomorrow. She said, okay. But if a child know that you love and care about them, they'll learn. One of the students I had, she was very aggressive in class. I had her when she was 4. That she was very smart, intelligent, but real busy. You know, you couldn't keep her sitting still. And I watched her grow. And then I seen her 3 weeks ago, and she was so settled and calm now, you know. And she sung beautiful. And I said, oh, Taylor, I'm so proud. She said, thank you, Miss Carr, because you know you was my best teacher. Because I stuck with her. You have to still show love no matter how hyper they are. They remember that. I felt so good. You know, tears just started running down my eye. I just felt so good because when you know you have helped someone, helped a child, it means a lot. It means a lot.
That is Chicago child care worker Veronica Carr. Her profile was produced by Chicago Public Radio's Jenny Lawton as part of a multimedia exhibit called Daily Meaning, Life Inside America's Service Industries.